Oh man, it's getting weird. It's getting weird out there, everybody. It's getting weird. Darren, I don't know, man. Karen, I think Darren, I think you got to move back to Colorado. We got to solve this. You have to. You need to move back to Colorado.
I ain't got to do nothing but stay black and die.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious news show in the Centennial State. We started out with Darren quoting the great Joe Clark from the movie Lean on Me.
Give it up for Joe Clark,
man. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a great movie. I watched it again. So I watched that movie so many times when I was growing up because my mom worked at an at-risk school in Atlanta and she loved that movie. She like really wanted someone to come in and crack the whip, I think. And I watched it again.
Your mom wanted to be like Michelle Pfeiffer from Dangerous Minds.
Oh, wow.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah. But power damn, I watched money. It again the
money
other night.
The power. Slapped. Minute after minute, hour after hour.
Oh, no.
Damn, we're off the rails early. We have a great show. We're going to go. It's election season. God.
Yes.
And, you know, voting month. It's election month. Yeah. So ballots are out. Everybody can vote. So we're going to go through the ballot measures. We're going to go through the congressional races. We're not going to get into local stuff because, you know, there's not enough time. Basically, but we are going to talk about the statewide ballot measures and the congressional races and what the landscape looks like in Colorado. Then we'll get into a little bit of crime stuff, specifically migrant crime and NGOs that enable it.
Biden, migrant crime.
Harris, migrant crime. Borders are Harris, migrant crime.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if we have time, we'll talk about Trump working at McDonald's.
Okay.
Enjoyable for all of us.
I uploaded a video clip for your enjoyment.
Fantastic. Before we do that, we're going to play our first sponsor. We will be right back.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashotsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
All right. Shout out to Todd. And
Let's get Todd and Don DeMarco.
At the top, I should have said, quoting Morgan Freeman playing Joe Clark.
I don't know if
Joe Clark actually said, stay black and die.
He probably did. The movie, from what I understand, the movie is 100% accurate.
Yeah. You know what I realized watching it again?
I heard the real life actual events were worse than the movie.
Yeah. And kid, so thing I didn't remember from, you know, watching it as a child and a teen, but kind of stood out to me watching it again as an adult. There's no redemption arc for Kid Ray. He just decides to drop out of school and deal drugs, and that's the end of his story.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like a Puerto Rican with a Jerry curl. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Kid Ray was different.
It's an excellent summary of that character. All right. So we have so many ballot measures. And to go through and kind of talk about this, what we've done is we've taken kind of an aggregate of ballot guys. So we have, I'll come back to that in a second. We have everybody and their brother issuing a ballot guide in Colorado. So I pulled a sample of them. I don't have all of them, but I pulled a sample. We've got the Colorado Democrat Party. We've got the Democrat Socialists and their take on ballot measures. ACLU Colorado, Independence Institute, Centennial Institute, and Free State Colorado, which is more libertarian leaning. And it's interesting to see the mix of support and opposition to the various measures. What's that?
Karen put her phone on top of the AC.
Yeah, you just got way noisier, Karen. Did we lose her? I think we might have lost her.
Hey, Karen. Yoo-hoo. Karen.
All right, we'll let her get it fixed. And bring her back in. We're laughing because even if we're talking on the phone to Karen, there's audio.
There's always noise.
And
there she goes.
Consistent. And there she goes. She'll be back. I have faith that she will be back. All right. So let's get into to these ballot measures. We're going to start with Amendment G. So this is a House concurrent resolution 23-1002, modify property tax exemption for veterans with disabilities. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the expansion of eligibility for the property tax exemption for veterans with a disability to include a veteran who does not have a service-connected disability rated as a 100% permanent disability, but does have individual unemployability status? Oh, there she is. Now she's back.
There she goes.
All right. So we got a little bit of background noise, Karen. So if you could just mute when you're not talking. Perfection. All right. So on this one, so property tax exemption for veterans that are disabled, whether or not it's a service-connected disability, we've got Colorado Democrat support, Democrat Socialist support, ACLU has no stated position on this one, Independence Institute supports, Centennial Institute support, Free State Colorado support. Everybody supports this.
Yeah. So all the socialcrats.
Yeah, well, even the conservatives. So Independence Institute is more kind of, you know, specifically constitute looking at things in the context of the Constitution. Centennial right. Institute is the kind of Christian conservative perspective. And then Free State Colorado is more of a libertarian perspective. Obviously, Democrats, Democrat Socialists, and the ACLU are all on the side of communism.
Okay.
In my opinion, allegedly. All right. Amendment H. Wait, go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, I'm going to let you go on.
All right. So Amendment H is to create greater oversight in the Colorado courts. This is another one where we have pretty solid support across all different factions. Shall there be an amendment?
That's a shocker.
I know. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning judicial discipline and in connection therewith establishing an independent judicial discipline adjudicative board, setting standards for judicial review of a discipline case and clarifying when discipline proceedings become public? We've got no stated position from the ACLU, and the Centennial Institute, the Christian Conservative Centennial Institute, is neutral on this. All of the other factions support. So Democrats, Democrat Socialists, Independence Institute, and Free State representing the Libertarians, they are all supportive of Amendment H.
Okay.
You know that, actually, let me get through this list and then I'll tell you what I think about this, because it's a little bit frustrating. And Karen, jump in if there's anything on any of these that you want to say. I personally think it's good to have greater judicial oversight. Obviously, the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. In terms of, what is up? Look who we got.
Hey, give it
what's up, Toro?
What's going on, everybody? How's everything?
Everything good, man.
Good.
What's up, Toro?
How's everything with you, good sir?
Hey. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, man, definitely wanted to partake on the conversation and show some support. Shout out to everybody out in the audience right now that's commenting and showing love. So what's going on, Ash?
Yeah, we're covering Colorado ballot initiatives. We have, so I'll say what I was going to say now, because I think it'll be a good way to get you up to speed. So they have stopped in school, and I think this is nationwide, but certainly in Colorado, they have stopped teaching people to revere the Constitution, whether it's the federal Constitution or the state Constitution. So they change it all the time. And so we are looking at a significant amount of constitutional amendments this term. So we're going through what they are and showing where the different factions in the state of Colorado line up. And we just went through property tax exemption for veterans with disabilities, which pretty much everyone supports, except the ACLU. They don't have a position on it. And greater judicial oversight. Colorado is notorious for its politicized courts. So the idea of having a new judicial board to ensure discipline is properly handled in the Colorado courts is something that sounds really good.
It's more of those, one of those, we'll see just how it goes.
Yeah. Who picks what? How are we defining discipline? Right. We have to take it back to the roots.
Who would be on this panel?
Exactly. There's lots of questions.
Like, who determines what's hateful? You know, I don't know. I'll weigh that one.
Yeah, for sure. So, the greater judicial oversight, Christian Conservative Centennial Institute is neutral, and the ACLU has no stated position. Pretty much everybody else is supportive. Amendment I is constitutional bail except for first degree murder. I'll read it and then I'll give you the backstory. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning creating an exception to the right to bail for cases of murder in the first degree when proof is evident or presumption is great? So this is a cleanup amendment. This is kind of the real-time look at unintended consequences. They passed right to bail, and what the downstream implication of that was that they couldn't hold really bad murderers.
Wow.
And so this amendment is to clean that up and say, okay, if they're really bad murderers, then we can, hold them despite their right to bail.
Yeah. Cause bad murderers are really bad for society. So we should kind of.
Incredible. We wouldn't have thought of that when we passed the original amendment, criminal justice reform fail. All right. So the Democrats support this amendment. The Democrat socialists oppose this amendment. Let them all That's out. Crazy. Let every single damn one of them out. How dare you?
It's like how much chaos and carnage do people have to see for them to realize that this is a really bad idea?
Yeah.
They don't show up at their nice gated communities. So they don't have to see it. And that's what I'm finding around here.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it was funny watching, was it a Brian Stelter? Is that his name? On CNN?
Looks like a potato. Ambiguously gay. Unambiguously gay. Although he's allegedly straight.
I watched Brian Stelter literally tell somebody, well, Trump is just, presenting doom and gloom. And it's like, he said, well, he's like, where I'm at, I don't see bad schools and my kids are in public school and I don't see torn up streets. And dude looked at him. He's like, that's your reality. Like, this is how disconnected they really are.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Yeah.
Drop that link in the private chat because you sent me that. I think it was yesterday. We should play that because that was pretty. It was pretty stunning. But it is, when you look at the implication of the criminal justice reform policies, and I believe we need criminal justice reform, but that doesn't mean let everybody out of prison no matter what. And this is, they went there first. Now we're at, okay, everybody except the really, really bad murderers, and Democrat socialists still opposing it.
No. The socialcrats.
Sure.
Social crack.
Wait, so he doesn't have the Venezuelans trying to wash his windows like I'm seeing? They don't go to
where does he live? Westchester? Like what?
He probably lives Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my kids go to great schools. The tuition is $65,000 a year.
Right.
Wow.
Well, no, he said his
kids. I'm not my kids. I was being Brian Stelter. My kids.
Yeah, go to public school. He said his kids go to public school. That's what he claimed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the chat.
Yeah, I will play it as soon as we get there.
Some cultural enrichment. It, clearly, the Venezuelans need to come and try to wash his windows. They're supposed to not be doing that actually in Lakewood, but they still are. They're still whatever. We've never seen this before. I'm sorry. I just inserted that because Ash, you've lived here for a long time. We've never seen this before. Never.
The Venezuelan invasion.
Nobody was allowed to wash windows. Nobody. Nobody.
I was telling Toro, I said, like, people are going to get so fed up with big city, like, chaos. More people are going to either leave the country or they're going to start going rural.
They're going to have to go rural at this point. Yeah. Seriously. Small homes, self-dependent systems, so a renewable energy. It's going to get more and more popular, more and more attractive. Because major cities, especially in the blue territory, they're gone. They're already gone. We're going to have to send in the National Guard at some point. I'm promising.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's cooked.
On the washing windows, remember when there was a wave of rolling up kids for their lemonade stands because they didn't have a license? How come we don't need a license to wash windows?
You don't need a license. You don't, like, go to AOC's district. Like, my boy lives in Queens. He's like, dude, they out there selling everything from rubbing alcohol to condoms.
Timmy can't get a lemonade stand. Okay.
Yeah.
He said they steal condoms and then resell them.
Stop!
Well, sure. Absolutely.
He said they sell them like my singles. They're like dime bags of weed.
Like Lucy's.
Yeah.
Like loose cigarettes at a gas station. Oh.
So this is a secondary consequence of decriminalizing theft. So the theft stats came out last week, I think it was, and, you know, shocker, crime actually is going up. But they've, you know, in certain areas around the country, they've decriminalized theft up to $900. It varies depending on which jurisdiction. So what you see is people go in, fill bags with stuff, and then they're going and reselling it on the black market. They're creating their own parallel economy. Incredible stuff. All right. So here's Brian Stelter.
My point is that a lot of people look at how much money we've spent on this conflict and they're asking themselves, my roads are crumbling, my schools suck, we just had major disasters across the country, FEMA doesn't have enough money allocated.
By the way, I don't live in that country. For a lot of people. I don't live in that country, by the way. America's not that horrible.
Brian, if you get out of New York, Brian, and how?
I don't live in New York. I live in a normal city, a normal town.
Connecticut.
My roads are not crumbling. Brian, my schools don't suck. I just get
you're fortunate enough to put your kids in darn good schools, but there are let me finish.
Public schools.
There are a lot of people in this country.
I just think all the anti-America stuff is so tiring.
Who don't live in great cities, who do have to send their kids to terrible schools. That is a fact because of their zip codes.
True,
and to sit here arrogantly
true,
and say, well, my
Trump
kids go to
true,
great schools. I live in a great neighborhood. You know, that's your experience.
The roads are crumbling.
Of most people
like
in this country.
My
point is.
All right.
The elitism is insane.
Wow.
For sure.
It's crazy. Like, wow.
Like, jeez. And he has kids. Is Brian Stelter straight?
And a wife.
Hold on.
We got to run that one back. What?
He's like the guy, the zesty guy on the Discovery Channel that goes around the world eating different food, and then it turns out he had a full blown family and a wife, but he was like the zestiest man alive. Like,
yeah. Are you talking about not?
The one that describes food very sexually when he's eating it. He's like, I'm like, wait. Like, you know, and he's been doing
Tim, who believes Tim Walls and his wife? Like, that's a real relationship. Nobody. Get out of here.
Nobody does.
Hi, guys. Kamala's here.
Here and find the Mr. Garrison comparison because we're going to have to pull that in.
Hold on, no. Ash, here's one thing you look. Spirit fingers.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah. It's raining, man. Damn it.
That is 110%. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed was
haram.
Okay. Keep going.
He is bringing much needed masculinity to the campaign, is what we are being told. He is a hunter and a gun owner.
Oh.
And
like
there's some other stuff they're trying to say about him to make him seem masculine. So how dare you?
Nobody believes that bullshit at all.
What was your favorite question for the entire panel? What was your favorite Tim Walz hunting meme? Mine was him loading tampons into the
Yeah, that was
rifle.
That. That was dope. That was a good one. or there was one, it was like it was him and what was it? Hold on, what was he holding? Oh yeah, it was a big giant tampon instead of a shotgun. Yeah.
That one was good. The him and JD Vance as Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny. Yes. That was a good one.
Yes. I spammed that one. I spammed the hell out of that one. Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the ballot measures, because we really do want to give people information on this show.
Ash over here. Ash over here. Let's see what happened, Toro. Ash over here trying to make the show serious.
Somewhat educational. All right. So we've got Amendment J. This is an interesting one when you look at the coalition of people coming up behind it. Repealing the constitutional definition of marriage. Here, Amendment J. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution removing the ban on same-sex marriages? Now, gay people get married in Colorado all the time. Right. It's not a ban on same-sex marriage. It's the definition within the Constitution. Of our ballot guides that we're looking at, everybody is supportive of this except for the Christian Conservative Centennial Institute. So the libertarians, the more constitutionalist Republicans, ACLU, Democrats, Socialists, Colorado Democrats, everybody is supportive of this. I tend to fall on the side of I don't believe the government should have any role in marriage whatsoever.
I agree.
Because it's just tax. Right. It's just a tax. It's for taxation. And so I would tend to support this, but I also want to look at the study of the downstream implications.
I want to insert the Christian conservative group is the Centennial Institute is out of Colorado Christian University.
Yep.
And they usually host the Western Conservative Summit every year. Yep. So yeah, that's just get.
Oh,
give
real
it
quick, clarity. Real quick. Hey, we got it. We all. Hey, you know, Ash, you know, we got to start doing. We got to start talking to these chats too.
What we got?
We got somebody dropping some jewels in here. That
Mary check that said, link and make sure you're not sending people to a porn site or something.
You can't. Yeah, that's another thing too. When you when we used to say words like that on YouTube, your chat would get spammed with like links. Like I don't know why that happened. Thank God for Rumble. Give Rumble a hand, everybody.
So this is interesting. I wanted to mention this because we were talking about Brian Stelter. And, the roads are crumbling. How dare you say the roads are crumbling? The roads aren't crumbling.
America's not that bad. It's really
yeah. In
bad.
Colorado, our roads are literally crumbling.
Crumbling.
Crumbling. Karen can confirm.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I've blown out many tire.
What? Are you serious?
All that ice.
On these roads, I-70. I-70, I know where to find them now, so I avoid them, or I know when to go around them. You got to calculate. You got to coordinate. These roads are terrible. Where's all the money gone?
It's like driving. It's like Donkey Kong Racing.
Yes. Mario Go-Kart.
Yeah. You know?
And where's all the money gone is actually a really good question. Yeah.
I be asking that question all the time.
Right. So I'm going to pivot from roads to public transportation. Mm-hmm. Our light rail system here, I used years ago, and it used to be amazing. The train schedules were predictable. You could jump on, get to work, come back home. It was great. We only had one car at the time. Super awesome. I used it all the time. When I got back from my trip, I was thinking to myself, we should just take the light rail back to the closest station, have my husband pick me up closer to home.
How'd that work out?
I get to the light rail station and the trains now in the middle of the rush hour work week right? The time that everybody's going home, although I don't know that anybody's actually working in Denver anymore based on the train volumes. But at the time, the trains were running every 30 minutes. They used to run every, 10 to 15 because you had this massive rush hour. I think COVID broke the model of the trains. But then I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, I can probably wait 30 minutes. I got like three bags with me. I'm exhausted. Just got off a 13-hour flight. I'm like, all right, I can wait. And then the lady comes over the thing. Due to track maintenance, there may be delays. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And I called Uber to take me home. Yeah. But where's the money going? Because we've given, I think it's close to $1 billion in the whole, and it's RTD total, the total public transportation system, not just the trains, but plenty of funding to be able to make sure that the people of Colorado have access to good public transit. They're telling us that they need more money now, right? We really need you guys to give us more money because there's, stuff on the tracks that we have to clear off. It's like, where is the money going?
The whole time, this is ridiculous. I hate the fact that like when people tell stories about these politicians and their history and they talk about Kamala, like the only real income she's ever had is from taxpayers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like never worked in the private sector, never built anything. That right there is kind of disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Who on the panel is holding back an inappropriate comment right now?
I got a couple.
Just me.
I got a couple locked and loaded. You just gotta let me off the leash.
Oh,
I have a couple things to say.
Is that really her only source of income, Darren?
I mean,
all right, we gotta keep going.
It's Sunday. I'm not gonna do it. It's Sunday. I'm not.
You know what's going through my mind? I'm like, we know the moneymaker. We know the special.
I see you, Cammy, shaking that ass. All right. Let's go.
Get it. Doodle Brown.
It's money upstairs.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we've got. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the modification of certain deadlines in connection with specified elections? These people have been changing our election system little by little, incrementally. I am 100% opposed to anything Jenna Griswold wants. So I'm a no. But the Democrats support it. The Democrat Socialists support it. The ACLU does not have a position. Independence Institute, Centennial Institute, and Free State Colorado are all opposed.
Okay. Wow. That makes sense.
That's not even the worst election measure, everybody. Hang on. It gets so much worse.
Uh-oh.
All right, we've got Amendment 79. This is the constitutional right to abortion, which I expect will be met with fire and brimstone and complete destruction of our, I expect fiery hail to pound from the sky because we are enshrining Colorado's Amendment 79 seeks to enshrine Colorado's very radical abortion positions into law. We're not just making a law about abortion. We are amending the Constitution. Shall there be a change to the Colorado Constitution recognizing the right to abortion and, in connection therewith, prohibiting the state and local governments from denying, impeding, or discriminating against the exercise of that right, allowing abortion to be a covered service under health plans for Colorado state and local government employees and for enrollees in state and local government insurance plans. So we're talking about enshrining it into law and making it taxpayer-funded as a constitutional amendment.
Do you know how much thought activity is going to be going on out here? Go ahead, Karen. Go ahead. I know this is your. I know you love talking about these hoes. Go ahead.
Tell us about the hoes, Karen. Come on.
Tell us about the hoes, Karen. Hold on. Here we go. Wait. Check it out.
And now, Karen Kennedy to tell us about the hoes.
Oh, God.
Hit it.
It's some holes in this house. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
You gotta hear the song, Ash.
If you see them, point them out.
Oh, we could go on all day with that. Well, how are you this confused about birth control in 2024? How does this keep happening? This is not even an issue. First of all, it's already in front. You can already come to Colorado and pretty much be holding the baby in your arms and have it aborted.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's
an overstatement from a strict reading of the law. That is an overstatement. Look, up to when you are dilated and crowning, you can kill that baby. But I think outside the womb, it's probably not lawful. We're not spreading misinformation and disinformation on this show.
We're going to keep pushing the goalpost. The baby halfway out, you can still kill the baby.
I think you're probably correct. But hey, once Tora, it's all the way out.
I think eventually it's going to get up to like, I'm like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they want.
I mean, we already have this in Colorado. I see it on the comments on X where some famous people are asking, is this really a thing in Colorado? I think Elon Musk asked it.
He sure did.
It is. They really do abort up to the child is obviously viable. It is a baby. Why are these hoes still getting knocked up like this? You are the ones on Facebook and Snapface and chat and everywhere else talking about you're a strong independent woman. I'm a strong independent woman. No, you already got three baby kids. You need to get on birth control. B-U-R-F-F, birth. Stop doing this. You don't need abortion when you are proactive instead of being reactive. I'm sick of hearing about this shit. I'm sick of these liberals and their bullshit about abortion. You can already, people come to this state to get an abortion. There's no sanctuary. Need to change this. It's this
baby murder sanctuary.
This is the baby murder freaking capital, bro. They just want taxpayers to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I mean,
because the hoes are broke.
Hoes is broke.
COVID.
Did I say that the other day?
That's Bidenomics.
He was like, you need to stay away from these broke hoes, man.
They will ruin your life, bro.
The illegals are the Americans. I've seen this article. The American sex workers are pissed off because the Venezuelans are taking their business. They're so
they got $30 specials.
Look, Tara.
Complimentary tequila bottle, a little taco.
They're taking black jobs. They're taking hoes jobs.
They're taking black jobs. They're taking black men.
They're taking hoes jobs is crazy.
Yeah, well, I do think that we can all agree that Trump's economy was better for the hoes. Broker than they've been.
Oh, man. They're still talking about that era. They're still talking about one time.
Hey. 1.4%.
Hoes were balling in the Trump administration.
Facts.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Oh, hey, they cut rates like the Fed.
Oh, I don't normally do this, but for you, 30% off.
30% off.
Oh, we gotta stop. It's terrible. We're gonna move on
from the broke hoes and on to the constitutional right to on the abortion. That one's pretty much well divided. Democrats, socialists, ACLU, they're all, you know, championing abortion being enshrined in our constitution. Independence Institute, Centennial Institute, and Free State Colorado are opposed. On to constitutional right to school choice. So this is essentially money follows the kid. Mm-hmm. So you can use your taxpayer school dollars to, you know, for whatever, including homeschooling, whatever.
They do that here.
Yeah, smart. Okay. Big fan. I definitely support it. I'm voting yes. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution establishing the right to school choice for children in kindergarten through 12th grade? And in connection therewith, declaring that school choice includes neighborhood, charter, and private schools, homeschooling, and enrollment, open enrollment options, and future innovations in education. So Colorado already has essentially school choice. You can choice your kids into different public schools. Mm-hmm. This
I actually got a good clip on school choice. Hold on.
Sure.
It's in the chat. There you go.
So this is, you know, more explicitly funding follows the kid and gives parents more options for their kids' schooling. Democrats, Democrats, Socialists, and the ACLU oppose it.
Of course they do.
Independence Institute, Centennial Institute, and Free State Colorado support it. I wonder how, what is that argument? Because the opposition.
It's a money funneling situation. All right, I'll tell you exactly why this is a problem. The Department of Education doesn't like it.
Sure. But yeah. What is the actual argument, right? And I know the answer. So the answer is we have to keep our money in our public schools because the public schools are going to fail if we allow the funding to follow the kid. But right now there are entire communities that are trapped in failing schools because the money is there. They're getting the money in those schools and every single year mill levies and all these measures come before voters to say, hey, we need more funding. We need just this one time for the next 4 years, we need the money. And then 4 years are up and it's time to vote again. And let's, you know, you'd think we'd look at, okay, what's the return on the investment of the money? What have we done? No, the message that you get is, oh my God, they're trying to defund schools for one-time funding that you gave us before. So it's not working. They've done it this way forever. And the basically schools are not incentivized to get better. They're not incentivized to deliver better outcomes for kids because they get their money regardless. And that's the Democrat argument on this but they claim to be for the people and particularly lower income and minority income minority communities, and we're going to help them all, but we've been doing it the way that they want to keep it. We've been doing it that way forever.
For years.
So. Funding should follow the student. We lost Karen. Absolutely. She'll be back in a minute. All right. So that one, you know, comes down exactly the way that we would expect it. All right. So we've got next up.
Oh, you want to play the video for that went with that or no?
Oh, yeah. Good call. I got that here.
Is he just spamming in the chat? Is that Darren, did you verify the link is not a troll link or?
No, I didn't check it out yet.
Okay, cool.
Is this, oh, there she is. You did not check this?
I didn't check it yet, no.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to roll the dice.
But do you agree with how she performed in that interview?
I believe that interview was a masterclass in why there is a statistically significant amount of Black men who are tired of listening to the media and done entertaining the Democratic Party. You listen to Kamala Harris talk about a plan for Black America. They've rolled out a plan for Black America. My grandfather told me a very long time ago, never trust a man who promises to do tomorrow what they had the power to do yesterday. If Kamala Harris was so committed to these plans for Black men in particular, she's had many instances where she could have done these things as a senator, as an attorney general, and certainly in her capacity as a vice president. So I do believe that when you have that type of interview, talking about a multi-multi-trillion-dollar plan for reparations, all while we ignore the fact that California has already studied reparations, only for the Democrats that said they were committed to passing it, to saying everyone actually going to write the check. Black men are tired of what appears to be empty promises coming from a Democratic Party.
I mean, Joe, I mean, if you're honest with yourself, I'm sure there are some times where you would appreciate if your candidate would be more quote-unquote scripted.
Look, I think there's a few things happening here, right? I've said it many times on this network. Vice President Kamala Harris, she wants to have her Kate and Edith too. She wants to have all the good things that come from the Biden administration. She wants to leave all the bags of the Biden administration behind her. I think if you're just looking at the core issues pertaining to the Black community, the civil rights issue of our time is education. Democrats have nominated a woman who is against school choice. They have a vice presidential candidate who is against school choice. And you have the gatekeeper for a large voter bloc that didn't ask any real questions about the civil rights issue of our time. To say that we have schools where 80% of Black children cannot read at proficient levels all across this country. And so it is a scourge that is preventing Black men from getting the tools they need in their young life to move forward. And I think if there are a lot of Black people who are saying Democrats have told us that Donald Trump is terrible, but I'm not going to allow my vote to be taken hostage by a party that continues to not deliver results every time I place my trust in their hands.
He did have a record low for black.
Yeah, I would just simply say that to that point, right? I think we have to dispense with some of the talking points here. Certainly, there is a fair way to interpret it and to interpret facts, irrespective of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. The fact remains, pre-COVID, we had 7 million new jobs created. We had record low unemployment for black Americans. And I think even if you move beyond, you know, all the conjecture, when you look at what black men are really moved by, they're moved by the fact that the Democratic Party is not actually treating them fairly. That you had the only black Republican man in the Senate who ran for president being called the equivalent of a slave that Harriet Tubman should have left behind. And no one lost their job and not a single person was fired. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that Sherwin says that it's good to live in America where black men can voice their opinion independent of somebody telling them how to do so. But it is quite clear that from many people on the cable news, that they have been given license to talk crazy and out of their neck about black men who are not interested in voting for Kamala Harris. And I think, unfortunately, for not right. just the Democratic Party, but America, those chickens might come home to roost on November
4th. All right, Joe, you...
Gee, hold on. Let's drop a bomb for this guy right quick, okay?
She was not happy.
He got cooked. She got chef.
It's like, hang on a second. You're not happy about reparations and weed and completely forgivable loans? No, actually, you know, I want to be able to send my kids to a good school and I like my community to be safe and, you know, want my money to be valuable again. And but you don't. You want weed.
But Ash, she listens to Tupac.
I forgot. Oh, in college, right?
In college, you know?
Smoking weed in college.
That's crazy. That's a, yeah, it's it's gonna be a problem November. I predict a lot of.
Do you guys think that so in the wake of you know so Obama came out that was oh. that kind of blew up in his face yeah, right
his
and then
waving his big beige finger yeah. at everybody yeah
and then in the wake of that she put out her plan for black men. I don't see where that has really gained her any ground. Do you see any part of the you know of the subsections of the black vote that are going to turn and or that this effort is repairing the damage that's been done in any way?
Not a chance. And here's the funny thing, because they had to come back like the Civil Rights Act won't allow it. Number one, number two, they had to double back. They backpedaled like they was doing a moonwalk. They're like, well, it's actually for everybody
and others
and others.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that shit. Like
you know, they're getting the reparations.
Yeah, yeah. So and it's crazy because it's reparations is very interesting because we sat there and we she went on Breakfast Club and was like, well, we have to study it. Well, we already saw the results of that in California.
Yeah.
They studied it and it was studied no more. like when it came time to sign that, Gavin was like, I mean, we kind of like you guys, but we don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
We kind of want to do it.
We kind of don't, you know, we got more. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a rap.
You cannot make this up.
Yeah, you can't. Like these, they playing in your face. Like here's one thing you're gonna realize: when people's ribs are touching and their pockets are empty, people become way more aware of how they got screwed in the first place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can't keep telling everybody, oh, it's great, the Biden economy is fantastic. When they go into the grocery store and seeing a checkout price that looks like a social security number.
And like, leaving with nothing at all.
Mm. You know what I mean? So, nah, you can't keep doing that. And
yeah, and it's so obvious when you see the media carry the water for them, right? So there was that article that came out, I think it was either Politico or The Atlantic, but it was, you know, inflation's not a problem. The problem is you. I don't think that's going to work much longer.
Yeah. Facts. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, so we've got
DEI. What else do you want?
Right. Yeah, right. Al Sharpton. with diversity and equity and inclusion.
Going back to the abortion thing real quick.
That was good.
That was spot on.
When it comes to diversity.
Sounds just like him.
Oh, my. Well, when she said that she had an agenda for black men, what was it?
what was it?
We don't understand. Like Barack Obama is the Dalai Lama of the black community. I had a chance to talk with him.
Oh man!
Look at how much weight I've lost.
You that punk ass Ozempic zombie.
There, man. Ash, I want you to look at how much of the weight I've lost because of Bidenomics.
Silver lining. This is silver lining. You can't carry extra weight when you can't afford food.
Yeah,
back to the abortion thing, real quickly. Nikki says, I went off on TikTok about the miscarriage versus hemorrhage debate. As I went through that, no doctor stops that shit. Don't use our tragedy for your hoeing.
Whoa, good girl.
Hey, that'll work.
I like it. Thank you for
that'll
that.
Work.
Yeah.
Hoe responsibly. Thank you.
To try and responsible get people hoeing. On board. Try and get people on board with, you know, we need to have abortion up through and after birth. They keep saying, well, if you've ever had a miscarriage, you've technically had an abortion. If you had to have a DNC, then you've technically had an abortion. It's bullshit. It's a bullshit argument. And I like Nikki's response. Don't use somebody else's tragedy for your hoeing. Broke ass hoe.
So like free abortions, would that be considered like would that, can we call it like hoe-surance?
I would like to interject that, Ash, that was great. I must commend you on that, broke ass hole. She even
screaming.
Did the head rolling for just a second. Did you?
Yeah, we caught it.
I love it.
I've been hanging out with you guys too long. So,
Hosurance? Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking hubsidy, but that doesn't work. I think you're right. Hosurance.
Yeah.
Hope care.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hope-erations?
Hope-erations.
before we move on to, so we've gone through the constitutional amendments. That's all what we get to look forward to, changing our state constitution, all the things we've talked about so far. We've got new laws as well. Before we get into them, we are going to get to our next couple of sponsors, and we will be right back as soon as I find them. There we go.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It mm-hmm. includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And mm-hmm. importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a mm-hmm. way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Mm-hmm. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits mm-hmm. available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace mm-hmm. everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
Let me tell you about our new sponsor, Patriot Shave. Backed by over 2,000 five-star reviews and a satisfaction guarantee, Patriot Shave offers premium quality razors at affordable prices. While some razor companies have gone and supported a lot of the woke values, Patriot Shave has not. They support the values of hardworking men and women of America. For less than $20, you can get their Freedom Forged razor kit and be confident that your money, your hard-earned money, is not supporting woke values. Join the movement today and go to patriotshave.com and use promo code CDM for a 15% discount. That's patriotshave.com and use promo code CDM for a 15% discount. Or go to cdm.press and hit cdm.shave on the top menu. Thank you.
All right, we are back.
Hey.
All right, so we have 10 minutes left and I don't know, about 6 or 7 more ballot initiatives to get through. So we were also going to talk about the congressional races. We'll save that for next week. We'll end with President Trump making French fries. But before we get to that, let's talk
Trump Donald's.
Yeah, and I'm going to roll through these kind of quickly. So we've got Proposition JJ, that's the one here at the top. The communists want to keep all of the sports betting tax revenue outside of Tabor, not have to return it. These people are drunk on spending. They keep looking for new tax revenue streams without ever looking at spending, and that they need to be put in their place. So I say no. The Democrats support it. The socialists support it. The ACLU does not have a position. Everybody else opposes it, and I oppose it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We've got Proposition KK. This is taxing guns and ammo. And I, even if this passes, I don't think it will hold up in court because you can't tax an inalienable right. Yeah. You know, you can't with this, if you think about a similar, a poll tax, right? Your right to vote cannot be taxed. You can't require a tax on the right to vote. You should not be able to require a tax on a Second Amendment. They sure are trying, though. Interesting coalition on this one. The Colorado Democrats support this. The Democrat Socialists oppose it.
Interesting.
I know. ACLU has no position and everybody else is opposed to it. I am also opposed. I'm
based
opposed
on what you're based on taxes. Based on these strange bedfellows. You know what I'm noticing?
Hmm.
It's like it's kind of like what happened to homie out in Pennsylvania. Like he's got a commercial running with praising Trump, but he's a Democrat. What's the guy's name? There's a couple Democrats that have Senate races coming up. And they have commercials where they're like saying he sided with President Trump on trade, and then they're like, yeah, you didn't know.
I don't know who was in Pennsylvania. I've been deep trying to figure out Colorado, so I'm not sure.
I gotta find this guy.
Honestly, if you're siding with President Trump,
and these are Democrats,
probably like, gonna win.
Yeah, like they already see the writing on the wall. And this guy also didn't show up to Kamala's rally in PA.
He sees the turning of the page.
Yeah.
everybody in the comments, let's do it. Turning of the page.
What are you turning the page from? You've been in office for 3.5 years. Hey, what are you turning the page from? Donald Trump.
We're turning the page.
but you opened the border. But Trump's been running.
That was the best. 79% of Americans, 79% believe that we're on the wrong track in this country. That 79% follows 3.5 years of you. You've been in office for 3.5 years. And Donald Trump has been running for office. Like, right?
What? Come on, Brett. You know what I mean, Brett.
You know what I mean. No, actually,
I don't.
I don't know.
Bush was seething with anger.
Yeah,
why does y'all sound like she just took a bong rip?
Yo, did you ever see? You ever see the side by side with her? You see the side by side with her and Hillary? They're both screaming.
Yeah, the shouting.
Oh my good lord! One.
The screaming.
Yeah. Oh my
which
god!
Which is not a good. It's not a good look.
Men are not.
It's not a good look for
a
woman.
Bitch. Sorry.
No, but for a woman in general, doing the really angry woman thing at the podium in an election is any capable campaign consultant will tell you it's a bad idea. You are battling people's preconceptions, and they started out strong with joy, right? you know, it's Mamala. Everybody, America needs a mom. America needs a mom. And now you've got basically Hillary Clinton 2.0 screaming at everybody from the dais. And I don't think it's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only once, like there's a whole montage of like,
never again.
Yeah.
Never again.
Behind the seal.
The president of the United.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, yo, this is, and I'm just sitting here looking at this, like,
do that thing with my voice.
Like, somebody, like, Doug actually got to deal with this. Like, damn,
no wonder he's beating Nanny.
No wonder he's slapping.
He's an outlet. He's got to get rid of that. Get rid of that somewhere.
Hey, they call me Pimp Hand Dougie. Pimp
Hand All right, Dougie. Let's get
my money, Kamala. Get out there and get my money.
Go get it, baby.
Take off your slow shoes and put on your old shoes.
Up in the blade today, bitch, or a bitch getting cut. How you want to play, baby? Sock it to my pocket,
baby, like a rocket.
You better screw them like you screwed over California, baby. You know what I'm saying? You better lock these niggas up. You better throw it in a circle, baby, for me. You better get these kids chopping off their meat and get it away for free. You know what I'm saying?
That is the platform.
Hey, I will go ahead and say this. Sorry, Todd.
All right, big cat hunting. They want to make it illegal to hunt big cats. There's so many coalitions of cattlemen, nonprofits focused on, you know, the wellness of the elk. Everybody's opposed to this. Democrats are neutral on it. ACLU has no position on it. Democrat socialists are opposed to it. Independence Institute, Centennial Institute, Free State Colorado, all opposed to it. Makes you wonder, when all of the factions are opposed to something, how it ends up on the ballot. totally legitimate signatures. Wow, or the legislature. Wild. Yep. I'm also opposed.
Uh-oh, Karen fell over.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Sorry, I'm back.
All right, then we've got parole eligibility for crimes of violence. Shall there be? Hang on, where we go here? Boom. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning parole eligibility for an offender convicted of certain crimes and in connection therewith, requiring an offender who is convicted of second degree murder, first degree assault, class 2 felony kidnapping, sexual assault, first degree arson, first degree burglary, or aggravated robbery committed on or after January 1st, 2025 to serve 85% of the sentence imposed before being eligible for parole, and requiring any offender convicted of such crime committed on or after January 1st, 2025, who was previously convicted of two crimes of violence, not just those crimes enumerated in this measure, to serve the full sentence imposed before beginning to serve parole. Where do you guys think everybody falls out on this one?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, two crimes.
Like two kidnappings, two aggravated burglaries. Yeah.
Or you can mix it up. You know, you can throw in a murder and a rape.
What are they doing? Like giving away get out of free jail cards, yeah. Or like they turned it into a business, like a cycling business. Like,
yeah.
But isn't there, from what I understand, there's more money in keeping these people locked up. So what is the purpose of letting them out? Like, prison is a business.
Well, processing them, the whole system of processing them, courts, all that stuff, that's big money too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You throw them out there because you know you're gonna reel them back in again.
Them in, yeah.
It's a
yeah.
They're recycling them, you know.
It's like a strip club.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So this one's split down the middle. Democrats, socialists, and ACLU all oppose. You know. Shocking, and everybody else supports it. We've got three more, and I want to focus on the last one, so I'm going to fly through the Veterinary Professional Associates Program. This is Colorado Democrats are neutral, socialists have no position, ACLU has no position, Independence supports, Centennial supports, and Free State Colorado is neutral. I personally see this as creating additional new unnecessary bureaucracy, so I'm opposed. I will vote no on it. But that's, you know, and then funding for law enforcement. Colorado Democrats neutral. So fascinating, right? We're defunding the police. They're neutral on more funding for police. Socialists and ACLU oppose it. Centennial and Free State are neutral, and the Independence Institute supports it. This is explicit funding for training. I think they need to stay within their means. You know,
yeah,
I mean, we got to get a handle on spending before we start giving these agencies and entities more money.
I agree.
Somebody said this, what you just talked about sounds like Callie's three strike rule.
Yeah, as it should be. All right. So finally, we've got ranked choice voting. So we are doing it all. There's kind of two parts to this. Shall there be a change to the CRS creating a new election process for certain federal and state offices, and in connection therewith, creating a new all candidate primary for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, Treasurer, Board of Regents, State Board of Education, and the Colorado State Legislature, allowing voters to vote for any candidate. So it's a jungle primary and it's ranked choice voting in the general. This is fascinating when you look. So Democrats oppose, Democrat socialists oppose, ACLU has no position, Independence Institute is neutral, Centennial Institute oppose, Free State Colorado oppose. I strongly oppose this. Ranked choice voting is despised everywhere. It has been tried in Alaska right now. They're trying to get it out, and it hasn't been active in Alaska for very long.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that don't sound.
Yeah, no, they're trying to get rid of it already. Pretty much everywhere it's been tried, they get rid of it, because what you end up with is the people that nobody wants.
Getting
elected, and you end up disenfranchising a lot of voters. You prioritize the dark money. Basically, it's all petitions and the jungle primary. You could have a general election with three Democrats on the ballot.
Jeez.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the ballot measures. We will be talking about the congressional races and some other election stuff on next week's show. Before we head out of here, I need to get reactions from the panel. Hang on, let me go back. On this just absolutely fantastic video.
Making fries.
He's 60 years old. Yes, I would say happy birthday, Kamala. She's turning 60.
She's turning 60.
Get her some fries. Maybe I'll get her some fries.
Yeah, I got another one. I got another one right here. Check this out. I swear I uploaded it. There we go.
I'm having a lot of fun here, everybody.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hello,
you can take this,
right? I love it.
He got the apron on and everything.
Having fun, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump has
always wanted to work at McDonald's.
Officially worked at McDonald's longer than Kamala Harris, who claimed that that would give her some cred. Brilliant.
Brilliant trolling. Give it up for the orange OG.
All right, everybody, that's the show that we have for you today. We will be back next week with more election stuff. We're going to talk about the yes he did. We're going to talk about the congressional races and election stuff. We're also going to talk about the Aurora City Council's investigation into the NGOs that are trafficking migrants. That is making some heads explode out here. We ran out of time today, but we'll get to it next week. Everybody tune in to ColoradoFreePress.com for more of these stories, and we'll get that ballot ballot measure assessment up there. That'll be dropping tomorrow. Final thoughts from anybody else on the panel?
Let's make America great again by turning the page.
We can be unburdened by the communism that has been.
And don't forget your jazz hands.
Aaron.
If you haven't already voted, you know what's up. You know when you live better. It's, you know, they're going to try to pull an okie doke, but we got this. I think it's too big to rig. So
yeah, it's gonna, yeah, I think it's going to be a landslide.
Too big to rig.
And Karen's been on. Hey, give a shout out to Karen real quick, because Karen's been in, on TV in Australia.
No.
Wow.
Karen's on freaking TV in Australia. She's on Sky News. Rita, I can't remember her last name's show. That chick is hilarious.
That was so funny. Yeah, it's every time that happens, they ban my channel. Like every
bastards.
Every time. They did it again. So
evil creatures.
Crazy. No. Thank you all for tuning in this week, and thank you all on the panel.
Anytime. Yeah. You're welcome. Aaron, anytime.
Final thoughts?
My final thoughts? Okay. Stop hoeing, and then you won't have to get an abortion. Leave the hoeing alone. Thank you.